From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the man who figured out a clever way to get the Galileo space probe to Jupiter. A conversation with him on the eve of the craft's destruction. And a history lesson on military leaders who become political leaders. But first, Hurricane Isabel. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us. He's been following the storm for what must seem like a long, long time now. Brian, where are you?
Well, we're somewhere in near Hampton, Virginia. We just pulled off the highway. We're actually driving north up to a little town called Pocosin. I probably am not pronouncing that right, which officials say is apparently underwater, or a good portion of it is underwater. It's right on the Chesapeake Bay between a couple of rivers, and apparently some people are stranded in their homes, and they're trying to rescue them right now.
Overall, what are people saying about the level of damage and the extent of this hurricane now that it's gone through the area?
What we've been able to see and what we've been able to glean from the folks we've talked to is most of the damage seems to have been in the form of trees blown over and branches and the subsequent downing of power lines because of the wind. Officials say there are about 1.6 million people in Virginia alone who are without electricity as a result of the storm. And so that's really, I think, the worst damage. There are some places that have had flooding damage. We were down on the beach in Virginia Beach earlier today, and there was quite a lot of damage down there from the wind. Some motels had their roofs blown off, and there was a lot of downed power lines. Another area we drove through that was sort of on the ocean had some flooding in the neighborhood. You could see there was a lot of puddling on the streets and that sort of thing.
Brian, let me just play a little piece of tape for you. This is something that we got yesterday. We thought we'd call around to different shelters and talk to people about, so you're evacuating, you're running. What is it that you grab and take with you away from the home? And this is a woman you're going to hear. Her name is Donna Stubbs. She's from South Carolina.
What I brought was, I have all of my family photos on CDs, and I brought those with me, so if the pictures are destroyed, I can print them back out.
It's not just pictures, but pictures on a CD. I mean, things have really changed.
Well, unfortunately, you know, there's no electricity to run the computer to play the CD, but, you know, a lot of people, I think, we talked to at some shelters yesterday, were fully expecting to go home and that their houses would still be intact, but they wanted to get away because of power, and maybe they lived in some low-lying areas. But nobody saw this as a long-term kind of inconvenience, as opposed to, say, a fire in the West, you know, people fleeing their homes and are afraid that it's going to be destroyed. People around here, I don't think, really felt their homes were going to be destroyed. It was more of a severe inconvenience and prudence dictating that they should get away into some place that was perhaps a little more secure.
NPR's Brian Naylor near Hampton, Virginia. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Alex.